I take note and I will of course examine the consequences of the decision announced by Standard & Poor's to downgrade the credit rating of the European Financial Stability Facility. Let's not forget that the EFSF continues to be assigned the best possible credit rating by Moody's and by Fitch, underlining its solidity. Neither rating agency has indicated any rating action for the EFSF in the immediate future. Standard & Poor's decision, or so-called decision, will not reduce EFSF's lending capacity of 440 billion. EFSF has sufficient means to fulfill its commitment under the current and potential future adjustment programs and will continue to be backed by unconditional and irrevocable guarantees by euro area member states. Heads of state or government decided the 9th of December to advance the introduction of the permanent mechanism, the ESM, to July 2012. The ESM will have its own capital base, and thus be less affected by ratings of euro area member states. And then I will repeat what I said in my introduction. The adequacy of the overall lending ceiling of EFSF, ESM, of 500 billion will be reassessed by March 22 in a couple of weeks.